Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network directories have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, on average, we spend about a third of our lives sleeping, and the quality of our sleep directly affects the quality of our health and well-being. So shouldn't we spend a little time considering what we're sleeping on and in, too, for that matter? So joining me today is Blake Garfield from Bedrooms No More to talk about natural and organic mattresses and bedding, as well as to share some tips on how to make sure you ask the right questions before buying any type of mattress from anyone or basically anywhere. So to tell us more about that is Blake, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've been in the family business. Your family's been in the business of mattresses for some time here in Seattle, haven't they?
Yeah, my dad started the store in 1972, and I started working for my parents when I was in high school. So when I was 16 is when I actually started having a schedule I had to keep.
Yeah.
Before that, I would go help out at like home shows and things like that. And you learn a lot through just osmosis, being around it all the time.
You were probably in the thick of it when, because as I say, you guys are kind of pioneers too, to bring some of the natural bedding in, because having it being in your family for a while, you probably saw that transition.
Yeah, well, we in the 70s were a waterbed store. I mean, that's
what
we started.
Yeah, we were just talking about waterbeds before our recording.
And my dad was a fanatic. I mean, we had a heated waterbed for our dog in the doghouse. I mean, it was ridiculous. I had a waterbed crib. And if you think about, you know, the SIDS risk as a parent now, you just think, oh, my God, at least I made it to adulthood.
Oh, God, you just sink in.
But when my dad saw kind of the writing on the wall about the waterbed industry starting in the kind of the mid early 80s, he had enough people coming and asking, do you have latex mattresses? And he thought, oh, well, I'll just bring in a latex mattress so I could show people. And if they see it, they'll buy one of my waterbeds, because he really was such a big believer in the waterbeds. And everybody who came in to see it.
Because water's sustainable, right?
For sure, unless you want to talk about the vinyl that's going around all of it.
Exactly,
yeah, close enough.
Exactly.
No, and so we had people coming in to see these latex beds because we were the resource to get them. And everybody who saw it, they wanted to buy one. And so he thought, well, I'll add another one, and I'll add another one. Because people said, I like this, but I wish you had one that's softer, or one that's firmer, or one that's thicker. And now we've got, 30 to 50 different natural-only beds.
Wow, so it really had an evolution. Well, so now why is latex why does it work so well in mattresses? And
well, not all latex is great. The type of latex plays a big role in whether it's going to be, great for the long term, because the continuity of comfort with synthetic rubber, which is also called latex, is quite a bit poorer.
Yeah, because I wanted you to talk
latex.
About the difference, because we're talking about natural mattresses and latex in this context.
Right.
Is now,
Latex, synthetic latex and tree rubber latex are used as synonyms, which is really difficult for consumers.
And confusing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is part of why we do our class on Saturdays of how to shop for a bed. But the choice to do latex has been built on doing so many different other types of bed and realizing we don't have problems with it.
Yeah. It was out in the field. It started being out in the field long enough, and people, as I say, because isn't hyperallergenic a big part of all that too?
That's certainly an ancillary benefit. I mean, there's so many different things that make it a really good mattress material. It's not perfect. There's no perfect mattress material for everybody. But for us, we don't have problems, and when I say we don't have problems, we don't have someone displeased with the continuity of comfort. So the value that people get is very good, and we don't get those calls saying, my bed's got a big divot, or my bed's not comfortable anymore. It's something where it stays consistent, and that makes it problem-free for us.
Yeah, so it's just, the material inherently is just adapts to, that type of use.
Right, well, it's not like your synthetic foams where you start with something that's 6 inches, and, within 5 years, the part that got used is now 5 inches.
And then crumbly.
Right. And so having something that, they can roll on side to side and it still looks and feels flat means that people are happier longer. And that works really, really well for us. It's self-serving, but it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we'll be right back with some more questions and tips, and we'll talk about some of the questions to ask before you purchase a mattress right after this break. So please stay tuned.
Have you been counting sheep at night? It's time to look for a new mattress. Holy Lamb Organics is a local manufacturer dedicated to creating exceptional natural bedding products using sustainable production processes. They offer a line of organic bedding for your complete natural bedroom. No dyes, no chemicals, no synthetic fill. And most importantly, no more counting sheep. Have a natural sleep tonight. To learn more about the best options for you, call Holy Lamb Organics at 888-359-1362 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Holy Lamb.
Wouldn't you like to cut 40 to 60% off your heating and cooling bills? Ground Source Energy Northwest can help. Utilizing geothermal energy systems, you can save by harnessing the sun's free energy from the ground around you. You can even get up to a 30% tax credit as well. Call Ground Source Energy Northwest today to get your free, no obligation analysis. Don't forget to ask about their green energy efficient programs. Start saving now. Call 425-941-2476 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Ground Source Energy.
Having a good mattress is a non-medical approach to improve your sleep experience. Bedrooms & More has the largest selection of natural and organic mattresses in Seattle. Our store has been family-owned and operated since 1972. Much of our furniture is made in Washington, and many of the mattresses are made in the Pacific Northwest. Our products are made with organic cotton, organic wool, natural latex, and organic sateen ticking. Say goodbye to synthetics, polyurethane, toxins, dyes, and off-gassing materials, and get a better sleep now. Call 206-633-4494 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search bedrooms.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Kathy Murphy, singable sound therapist, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. I'm here with Blake Garfield talking about natural and organic mattresses and bedding and why it's so important to make the best choices about your bedding and mattresses in a very well-informed way. And so let's just jump right into some of the good questions to ask before you make a purchase.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, let's just jump right in. What's the first step?
Well, the first thing is you kind of have to download some information for the person who's going to be your sounding board. And the things that are important to know is the more extreme the change you make from what you're used to sleeping on, the harder it's going to be for your body to adjust. So communicating what you've been on is going to give the person the best ability to put you on beds that feel familiar.
So there's a real transition period.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you've trained your body for a decade to sleep on one surface and all of a sudden it's like, hey, it's time to do something different. If you go to something that's really hard or you go to something that's really soft, that's a big change from what you're accustomed to, you're going to have a bad time. And so...
Yeah. And also, you know, when people... How do people kind of know that they're at the point where they really need to make a change? I mean, are there some... I mean, when do you know that it's time to get a new mattress?
Listening to your body. Yeah. I mean, if your quality of sleep is getting bad, you need to start looking at what are the influences on it. Is it something that you can control? Is it, you know, crap, I'm having coffee at 5 o'clock at night. Why am I not sleeping?
Yeah.
Let's look at that. Right. But if it's more of, I'm waking up in the middle of the night with a sore back, I'm trying to find a comfortable position, what do I need to do? Or if it's just I'm waking up all sweaty, well, that's something you can fix without a new bed. You can do that with a couple of bedding items and save yourself a fair amount of expense.
Yeah, there's a lot of women over 50 that would like to know what to do there.
Oh, that I actually have something legitimately valuable to bring to the table.
Instead of, you know, because I wind up throwing half my blankets on my husband, you know, and he's cold and I'm hot and it gets crazy.
That's a tough balance, and there you can't make that go away, but you can fix it, because when you're sleeping at night, you're going to perspire on average a pint, and women at an age, it's going to be more, or it's going to be more erratic, and taking the edge off of those temperature swings starts with having really wicking moisture, wicking mattress materials. So the most popular item in our store is a washable wool-filled mattress pad.
Wow.
And the reason it's so popular is because it can hold about a third of its weight in water without even feeling wet. So it pulls that moisture away from the body and evaporates it away from the skin. And so it takes the edge off of those swings. It's not going to make them go away, but it can definitely help in a measurable way. And the other is having a comforter that's going to be similarly breathable. I'm a big fan of washable wool, but some people prefer silk.
Yeah.
I generally discourage people from using polyester fiberfill or down, because those are moisture repellent materials. And so they trap moisture underneath, and you're pulling the covers back, sticking your leg out, trying to regulate that temperature because there's nowhere for that moisture to go. And so there was a German sleep study done that shows that people who have a wool mattress pad and a wool comforter toss and turn 75% less than people who use those polyester fiberfill or a down. And so it can make a major difference regardless of what you're sleeping on.
Yeah.
We have people who come in who they've been on a memory foam mattress and they're sweating like crazy, and they, you know, wake up and they can see an outline of their body, and just the bedding can make a transformative change.
Wow. You know, and I know a lot of people, they'll go to hotels and
sure.
it seems like, you know, it's really comfortable, and then, and they're like, well, how can I get the kind of mattress I have there? I mean, is there any way that, you know, when people kind of describe like, oh, I went somewhere else and it felt really well. I mean, I that's got to be so challenging for people.
It's such a red herring. It's a trap, and it's because
it's cozy and soft, but it's not necessarily you're only there for one night.
Well, furthermore, when you're on vacation, you tend to be a lot more active. And so you're out and about, you're doing things all day. And then when you're really more tired, you go and you lay on a bed. And hotel mattresses get changed out a lot more quickly. Generally, it's two and a half year cycle.
Yeah.
And so this relatively new bed and, you know, just
compared
being,
to yours,
just being more tired at night and being on a new bed can play a big role in your success. And people think, oh, it's that specific bed. It has nothing to do with that bed.
Yeah. So what are, as I say, for, you know, in the first step of the process, once they kind of realize it's going to take a transition time, you know, in your classes and that sort of thing, you know, what's kind of your first initial step after that?
Gotcha. So once you've articulated kind of what the bed you're on now is
and say when it's not working.
It's got a big divot, but it's really plush on surface. Focus on that surface feel and know that being on something new is going to take care of that support, because it's going to be flat. And flat is really the big difference
maker.
That's
the important thing.
And so then articulating what you're interested in. I mean, is there a particular type of construction that you want? Do you want an all-natural bed? Do you want, you know, something that's going to have coils? Because that's going to be more familiar, because that's what you're on right now. Or are you interested in something where it's all foam, whether it be latex or otherwise? And once you've said, you know, these are the things that I'm interested in, testing the beds out and being good about listening to your body, once you've narrowed it down to two or three beds that feel comfortable, spend 10, 15 minutes on each one of them and lay on it the way you're going to sleep and feel how your hip is responding or your shoulder is responding or that hot button spot. And then use a pillow that's most like what you use at home. I recommend, if you're not interested in buying a pillow, bring your actual pillow from home.
So then you at least know that part of, you know, is consistent. So
right.
So you let people like hang out and, you know, like lay down on your mattresses for long periods. I mean, because it sounds like you really have to.
I'm relatively insistent. I mean, we've got, you know, 40 whatever employees, but you know, the ones that are actually interacting with customers, they know to encourage someone to spend the time on the front end, because you know, most stores, and ours included, offer some sort of exchange period.
Yeah, because sometimes you don't know for a while, like tennis shoes. Yeah.
I don't want somebody to have to do an exchange. They don't want to have to do an exchange. And so spending the time on the front end can prevent a lot of grief in the long term. And if someone is like, oh, this feels good, I'll get that, and they've been on it for 30 seconds, or they kind of just do that butt test where they sit on it for a second. Those are scary interactions. I want someone to take the time and be analytical about it, because you don't want to make a big change.
Yeah.
If there's a doubt in somebody's mind, they should err on the side of firm, because they can add more to make it softer. And
that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Well, and
it's easier to soften up than to harden.
And and beyond that, if somebody's on a bed that's not flat anymore, which this is somewhat contradictory to the previous one, it's that they tend to associate hard with supportive, when really, again, being on something that's totally flat can make all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that someone's comparing the surface feel of their old bed to the surface feel of the bed that they're testing, those are really important. And then when it comes to asking the questions, because I've not even addressed
what you don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you need to start asking, well, you know, what type of materials are these? You know, when it says cotton, is it really 100% cotton or is it 20% cotton, 80% polyester? Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, is it a wool blend or is it all wool? You know, is it tree rubber latex, like 100% botanical rubber, or is it blended rubber? Because most rubber that's called natural is 20% tree rubber and 80% synthetic. And you're looking at this saying, well, is it really tree rubber?
Yeah.
And there's no harm in asking to see a certification. Say, can you show me the certification for this rubber that says it's 100% tree rubber? Even organic latex, where it's got the certification, only has to be 95% tree rubber, and you'll still have 5% synthetic. And so you want to know what the value of what you're getting is, because the synthetic stuff just doesn't last as long.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of complaints, or a lot of doctors will tell, you know, their patients, you know, if they're having back or neck or shoulder problems, it's like, get a certain type of pillow or look for a firm mattress. That's got to make it really hard because they're not experts in mattresses either. So it's probably really difficult when you have people coming in saying, you know, my doctor tells me I need a harder mattress or something, and it might be just something a little bit different.
It's a trap again, because, you know, you could have 20 chiropractors on one wall and 20 doctors on the other, and you'd have 40 different opinions, and the only one that matters in that room is the person standing in the middle. That's you. You know, there's no one-size-fits-all mattress. There's no one-size-fits-all pillow. Walk down the hallway in a mall, and you'll see a million different body types.
Yep.
And you need to be choosing things based on you. There are certainly some rules of thumb that can give you the likelihood of being successful. It's much higher, but it's to a degree, it's a guessing game at best. And you just have to make it an educated guess rather than an uninformed guess.
Yeah, and understanding the materials, because it's not just the mattress itself. You know, as I say, well, what kind of a pad? You know, as I say, if somebody has problems with, you know, night sweats and that sort of thing.
Right.
So it's not just a one piece. I mean, it's a whole combination of items that when you kind of put together to make your perfect combination.
Well, it's definitely a full sleep system. And
it
also goes and extends to, well, what's your nighttime routine? Mm-hmm. What are you doing to make sure that you're consistent, that you're maybe not having a screen in the bedroom or...
Yeah, there's other parts that, no mattress is going
to... I mean, it's hard to have a routine. It helps with your quality of sleep and quality of life in general.
Yeah, it's interesting. This is a little bit off topic, but it was such a wise words of wisdom that I never got growing up, because I had, you know, parents that would argue, and then I'm like, God, how could you like argue and just like, you know, go to bed right next to that person? And I'm sure that, you know, they're back to back, and you know, but my husband's mother said, never go to bed angry.
That's phenomenal advice.
And it was just like, oh, my God. And I remember, like, there's times where my husband's still like, you know, well, really, what's wrong? And I'm like, I just want to, like, lie down and put my back to you and make you suffer, you know? Because we're just
healthy.
So trained into that, you know? And it's like, gosh. And it was, I really had so much conditioning. I had to really, like, wow, okay, I guess I can't be mad, so we're going to have to figure this out before we go to bed. And it's usually something so stupid or silly.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying that was like, ah. And then it's like, God, I could actually sleep.
It makes a big difference if your mind is racing and you'll wake up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden you just can't turn the brain off because you didn't do the homework at night. You know, you didn't get it all handled.
Exactly.
I try very hard to be good about that, but you got to have a partner that buys in. And,
well, he forced me. It's like, you can't, you know, my mom told me you can't go to bed angry. And I'm like, well, my mom went to bed angry for like 30 years.
People bring their own baggage.
So I need a little training, but, you know, here we go.
Oh, man. I mean, we all bring our own baggage to a marriage. And, you know, I grew up with parents who never fought in front of me ever. I didn't know what conflict looked like in a relationship. My parents, they'd have a discussion and then say, oh, well, let's just agree to disagree. And then they might go duke it out somewhere else in private. But I never saw that. And so when my wife wanted to be angry at me, I'd always try and fix it. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's get this done. And she's like, no, she just needed to be angry for a while.
I know.
It's like, wait.
And now I'm fine. Now I can go to bed.
And then she would be done with it, and she'd have closure, and I'd be sitting there like, don't I get to fix this? I'm so glad she had the foresight to have us do couples counseling before we even got married. So every 6 weeks, preventative maintenance. It's great.
Yeah. That is really funny. So now you're moving into a new showroom.
I
say, if you can have all these people like hanging out and testing out mattresses, because it sounds like that is the most important thing for people, not rush to through that and really, you know, try a lot of mattresses out and lay down for more than like 30 seconds.
You don't want to. So there are a couple of things. That, yes, we're opening a new building. Really excited.
Yeah.
That's it's been like 7 years in the making. And it's finally happening, coming up here. We're going to do, on Wednesday, actually, we're going to be moved in and turn on the open signs. But we're doing a ribbon cutting on November 14th and then a legit grand opening starting the Saturday after that. But one of the things that you said there that I don't want to let slip was you don't want to test a lot of beds. If you test more than five, your body starts to think, oh, well, they all kind
of feel the alike.
Same.
Yeah, but and, just test it long enough.
Right. You need to be really good about offering feedback after you do test a bed. Say, you know, I like this or I don't like this. I need this to be firmer. I need this to be softer on the surface. And that open dialogue with the person who's showing you beds, if they're worth anything,
yeah, if they're,
they'll be able to put you on a bed that's closer. And that way, if you test, you know, you can test more than five, but then you kind of need these coffee sniffing moments where you take a break. And because it's
so would you say hard. Maybe, you know, three is the kind of a good 3 to 5 max or?
Yeah. The goal is to be in the 3 to 5.
Okay.
And articulating kind of budget constraints in advance.
And that 3 to 5 is probably doing that combination of maybe pads and different things too, or because sometimes you might. It seems like you, if you know you want something firm, and then there's other things that might be influencing your other things right. You want to put on your checklist. And so it really sounds like it's a real narrowing down process.
Yeah. Well, if someone does a good job of asking questions in advance, they're fairly likely to put you on the bed that you're going to like the most first.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't test other things, but it might be, okay, well, you've tried this and we tweaked it. We went to a second bed. Now I want to show you three beds that are made differently than this, but accomplish a really similar feel. And it might be that one's $500, one's $1,000, one's $1,500, one's $2,000. And you can judge, it's worth it to get this because it'll be more comfortable longer. And this is how these materials are going to wear.
Yeah,
so but having someone articulate why those differences are there and whether it's worth it to you is an independent decision.
Exactly. And now back to your new showroom. That's really, really exciting. So you'll have more.
So it's a big expansion. So we're retaining our current building also. So we're going to go from having basically, you know, 5,500 square feet of showroom to 23,000. So people will be able to see just an avalanche of bedding and mattresses and even now seating and rugs. So we have natural rugs.
Nice.
That was driven by, I knew I had hardwood floors and I needed to cover them. And I found out that I could bring in a whole container of rugs for less than it would cost me to just buy the rugs to put on display. So I was like, well, I'm going to have a lot of them to sell too. And I'm an all natural materials kind of guy. So
yeah,
we have a lot of all natural rugs.
Well, it looks like I'm going to go ahead and skip our last break here so I can just have you talk a little bit more about the new space and the grand opening, because you're going to have like some Marina Will and some things, because
we have
2 minutes before.
Sure. I'll be as concise as I'm capable.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a 6-floor building. Mm-hmm. It's just 2 blocks west of I-5 a block west of I-5 now, on 45th in Seattle. And the basement will have kids' furniture, kids' mattresses, which we have, you know, all natural kids' mattresses from very affordable on up to very expensive. If somebody really has an unlimited budget, good for you. And then we'll have, like you said, wool blankets. We have a bunch of beautiful, you know, basically queen size merino wool blankets that are going to be on special for the grand opening. So that's a great way to do your holiday shopping.
Yeah. And you have your classes.
Yeah. So on Thursdays and Saturdays, we do the How to Shop for a Mattress class, which covers the entire spectrum. And sometimes we have a handful of people there. Sometimes we have, you know, over a dozen people there. If you come on the right moment, you get basically a one-on-one. If you really love that, that gives you a lot of information and you can have it tailored to you. Otherwise, it's a little bit broader based, covers the entire spectrum of the mattress industry from history up to where we are now, and then tips to find the right thing.
And your website?
Bedroomsandmore.com. It's all spelled out, not the symbol for and.
Perfect. And you can just go to Natural Choice Net and keyword search Bedrooms and More there as well. Thank you for joining us today, Blake. I know we just kind of ripped through this.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me. It's
and
cool.
Thanks to all of our listeners for choosing to join in, too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively, our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air, thank you for making the natural choice.
Having a good mattress is a non-medical approach to improve your sleep experience. Bedrooms & More has the largest selection of natural and organic mattresses in Seattle. Our store has been family-owned and operated since 1972. Much of our furniture is made in Washington, and many of the mattresses are made in the Pacific Northwest. Our products are made with organic cotton, organic wool, natural latex, and organic sateen ticking. Say goodbye to synthetics, polyurethane, toxins, dyes, and off-gassing materials, and get a better sleep now. Call 206-633-4494 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search bedrooms.